Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, Merry Christmas. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two at two, and the goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. This is the broadcast for December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is indeed hour two of two, and the goal always remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Man, we've got so many things to cover, it's hard to know even what to focus on these days. The news just starts breaking left and right. Number one, well-known friend and anarchist, Adam Kokesh. Looks like he got probation, off house arrest, if you will. So he's free, and he's moving to Arizona. While that's going on, it gets stranger by the minute, if you will, because well, what do I say? Looks like our buddy Pete Santelli got arrested. At least that's what we're being told. Is it true? I don't know. Some are saying it's a hoax. Others are saying, no, it's real. Others are saying Alex Jones called for the arrest of Pete Santelli. And I don't know the truth. However, before we get to our standard guest, Becky Akers, well-known anarchist, wrote some incredible novels that you ought to get for Christmas. Even if they arrive a little late, that's okay. No worries. She's the author of Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, and Abducting Arnold, about Benedict Arnold. They are revolutionary new novels available today. Get them before they're banned. Author Becky Akers, Hailstorm, and Abducting Arnold. We'll get to that in a minute. However, we got our buddy Shane Harger on the radio with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Shane.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Now, you had the opportunity to talk to Pete Santelli and get the story personally, right?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead, sir. You're live.
Well, there's an awful lot of information or disinformation being put there on the internet.
Yes.
I can tell you that I spoke with Pete personally. And Pete did, in fact, record the incident on his cell phone, and he was arrested after being pulled over for supposedly impeding traffic. According to Pete, he was traveling less than the posted speed limit, which is not against the law, because there was a cop following him, and he didn't want a speeding ticket. He got pulled over. The cop asked him if he had any weapons in the vehicle, and, of course, Pete said, yeah, I have a weapon in the vehicle for my safety. The officer drew his gun, shoved it in his face, ordered him out of the vehicle, handcuffed him, searched his vehicle, and ran his information. And it came across the radio that he was on a terror watch list. He was ultimately charged with illegal transportation of a weapon. And, you know, he was arrested and posted bond and is now pending trial. So that came directly from Pete Santelli. Now, this raises a whole lot of other questions. It's been in the media lately regarding these terror watch lists, no-fly lists, all of these sorts of things which are unconstitutional. They violate your right to due process. No one knows how you get on the list, how you get off of it, so on and so forth. This is alarming on so many different levels. It's alarming to see people putting all of this disinformation on the internet, trying to demonize people that are speaking out against tyranny, trying to demonize those that are standing up for liberty. Whether you like, love, or hate Pete Santilli, what's being done to him is wrong. And if you were my worst enemy and someone were burglarizing your house, I would try to stop them if I had it within my ability. Does that make sense?
It makes more than sense, Shane. And the big concern is the kind of same things that are happening to you, in a way, are now starting to happen to Pete Santilli and many of us, where, you know what, it's very tough to understand what the real facts are. It's very tough to have justice because they run you out of money. They basically, you know what, destroy evidence. They do all kind of different things that virtually put you in almost an unwinnable situation because of their lies, because of their deceit. They have so much control of the parameters in which the Americans see justice that there tends to be no justice. This is what's happening to Pete too, right?
Absolutely. Now, thankfully, he's got this on record. He recorded it. He also had a witness in the vehicle with him. People of Newtown, Ohio should absolutely be confronting their town councilmen, their county commissioners, the mayor, the police chief. First of all, you have a God-given right to protect yourself. And to have a firearm, you're guaranteed under the Second Amendment to keep and to bear arms. Your vehicle is an extension of your home, generally speaking. So to have a firearm in your vehicle, which had nothing to do with the reason why he was stopped, the nonsense reason why he was stopped, it's really alarming. And the people should be speaking out because it's going to happen to them next. Their Second Amendment rights are going to be stripped away. They're going to be tailgated and then pulled over for, quote-unquote, impeding traffic. You know, as a law enforcement officer, in order to impede traffic, someone has to be operating a motor vehicle in such a way that it creates a traffic congestion. They got to be stopped in the road or, you know, parked sideways or doing something that is so abnormal that it would impede other motorists' ability to safely navigate the road. Simply traveling less than the posted speed limit is not impeding traffic.
Well, that's just the excuse. They'll, if they start to lose, what they'll do is they'll just basically somehow find a way to put it on hold, then file a bunch of additional unrelated, unsubstantiated charges. They'll drag it out, drag him through the mud, bankrupt him, and then they'll just laugh and mock and sneer and manipulate to the point where it'll be so hard for the Americans to follow the spaghetti strand of confusion. And then eventually, he may never have justice unless we, the people, stand together. Pete's not one of my favorite people personally, but in his defense, this is wrong, and we got to do something about it. Well, so where's Pete now?
He's on air doing his radio show, and, you know, just like many other Americans, they're just trying to go on with some similitude of normalcy.
So he is free now, though. He did post bail or get out or something.
He did post bail, and he is no longer incarcerated. He is awaiting prosecution.
Well, at least they let him out instead of saying somehow if he's an enemy combatant, they don't have to let him go. At least there's some degree of liberty left,
they
right?
They could have set a $250,000 bond like they've done on other people.
They didn't, huh?
No.
So somehow, I don't know where the cop would get this information or how that would come back so quickly on a database, but we're starting to see government move forward with this tyrannical hand, Shane.
Well, Alex Jones was detained for having grape jelly at the airport.
Buddy, you better not have grape jelly.
For having an undercover identification with me. And now you got Pete Santilli being arrested for, you know, being on a terror watch list.
Yeah, Kirk Cosby might get busted for having honey in his suitcase. I'm just saying. Kirk Cosby
carries a lot of honey with him.
Yes, he does. Not honeys, just honey. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
But from the bees.
All right. Any other quick updates on Pete?
That's all I have. Again, that came straight from Pete. He does have, you know, a recording of the incident. So anyone that wants to be a naysayer can simply watch the video or listen to the audio for radio listeners. But, you know, I would encourage people to use some common sense when looking at the internet and all this garbage that's out there. Use some common sense and do your own research.
Well, and that's the whole reason I bring it up, is because I want people to understand, look, you got to get to the sources. You've got to document things yourself. Don't just run with whatever you get. Make sure that it's substantiated. And that's why I had Shane on the air. He talked to Pete about it personally, got the story directly from Pete. And now the video's out. That's probably the most two solid sources you could get, folks. And, you know, I don't want to mix Alex Jones up in this. I don't really know. I know there's been a lot of bad blood between Alex and Pete. Part of that's radio and theater and everything else. So take that with a grain of salt, whatever you want to say. But all I'm telling you is that, you know what, when this happens to somebody, we need to stand for freedom and what's right every time. Thanks, Shane.
Have a blessed day.
All right, Becky Akers coming up in mere seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Merry Christmas.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they say more than 100 million Americans are going to be traveling for the holiday season. Gas prices are low, an average of $2.06 a gallon. Right here in Utah, it's like $1.90 or below even. They say the lowest in the nation is like $1.72 or so. So if you're planning to travel for Christmas, just fire up the SUV. If the environmentalists complain, plant a tree, all right? That's what you got to do. All right, thanks for being along for the ride. Crazy stuff's going on everywhere. Kirk Crosby's with me. Becky Akers, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable Live, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Sam. Merry Christmas to you. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you.
We're into Christmas around here, just so you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear the politically correct idiots haven't dampened that spirit.
Hey, they can just fly a kite, as far as we can tell. So what do you think? I guess Pete Santelli, do you know who he is? He's a talk show host.
I hadn't heard of him previously, but I gathered that from listening to your interview with
Shane. Yeah, he got arrested supposedly on weapons charges. He's on the terrorist watch list. They're coming for us all, Becky. And I guess our buddy Adam Kokesh, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Adam Kokesh, I guess he got off probation now. He's moving to Arizona.
And why did he choose Arizona? Do we know?
I don't know yet. Okay. I need to get a hold of him and stuff like that. But I found that interesting. I know this. People are moving west, left, and right. Everybody but Becky.
I wish I could. it does seem like things are freer there. It's very interesting, the police state here in New York City. It's very much an iron fist. You do what we say, or we fine you, we harass you, we put you in jail, we put you in a chokehold and murder you. It's very much the iron fist. I am not from New York City originally. I'm from the Midwest, and when I go home, very interesting to me to observe the police state there. It is the same iron fist, but it's in a velvet glove. And there the attitude is, we're here to help you. And, of course, we're much smarter than you are. So you'll want to do what we tell you to do. Now, we'll cage you, and we'll fine you, and we'll arrest you if you don't listen to us. But really, wouldn't you rather just cooperate? And this is all said with a nice big smile. So it's fascinating to me. The end result is the same. Anyone who doesn't go along winds up fined or arrested or killed or executed. But one is very hostile while the other is very friendly. And I don't know which is the more dangerous.
No, you just pick your poison. But you know what? Adam Kokesh, along with his getting off probation, along with his moving to Arizona, now he's touting an international conference to take place in Mexico. They call it the biggest anarchist conference. They call it the best anarchist, biggest anarchist conference in the world. And I find that fascinating. I don't know how to say this thing. They call it the Anarchapalco. Do you know anything about this, Becky?
I've not heard of it. I'll tell you this something, Sam. Anarchists tend to be individualists, and they tend not to know about stuff going on in the anarchist world because we're just busy doing our own thing.
Yeah, you're just simply saying, hey, man, let people contract for their services. Get rid of government. Let's take it all private. We can take care of ourselves. Fine. Thank you very much. We have lives to live, and that's the end of that. Let's move on and get it done. I agree, but it's called I'm going to spell this because maybe Kurt can just whip out the Spanish on me. Anarchapulco. Anarchapulco? I don't know. Anyway, they say it's the best.
Acapulco?
Maybe.
I wonder if it sounds to me like it may be a contraction of anarchist capitalist, because, you know, as an anarchist, you always have to separate yourself from the commies who have appropriated that title without any cause to do so. Communists are never anarchists. They cannot be, because the system they advocate, where we're all in it for the good of everyone else, is contrary to human nature. We aren't. We are in it for the good of ourselves and those we love. And all you have to do is attack a child to watch its parents come to its defense. Those parents are there to protect that child as God ordained. So our primary impulses are to protect ourselves and those we love. We do not go to work every day so that we can contribute to the neighbor who's too lazy to get off his couch and turn off the TV. We go to work to better ourselves and our families. Since communism says we all go to work to better our neighbors, they are going to require an enormous government to enforce that anti-human nature statute. Okay? So when a communist says, oh, yes, communism ultimately results in no state, they are liars. Either that or they're idiots who haven't thought things through. But that may be what's going on, Sam, that he's combining anarcho-capitalist with Acapulco, if that's where he's holding it, and that's what gives him the title. Because, again, as I say, you do have to differentiate yourself as an anarchist from the communist who usurped the meaning of the word.
Well, there you go, and it's a valuable point. I appreciate that breakdown. I just emailed it to Kurt. He can click on that link and check it all out and stuff. But they're working on more and more Spanish stuff. They're taking the push from Adam Koch as is, let's take the anarchist view, let's take the freedom-oriented view, global is the idea here, to make it not just a United States thing, but to enlist people for the cause all over the world. And it's interesting to me because you wisely point out anarchists pretty much do their own thing, but now what he's trying to do is get a bunch of anarchists together. I don't know how well that's going to work out.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like herding cats, but good luck to him.
What do you think of that, Kurt? I'm not sure what I think of it exactly.
I think Becky's just right on that word there, you know, at least combining anarchy and Acapulco. I think she's just right on that.
All right. Anyway, Kurt can check out that website and see. I wish Adam Kokesh well. I personally think he means well. But the last thing you really want to do is go international and promote liberty with anarchists. I'm not sure it'll be very successful. Anyway, but I found out that fascinating. One guy gets off probation, a friend of ours, and another friend, or, you know, Pete Santelli, kind of a friend, got arrested. Are they coming for us all, Becky? Is that the answer, just to turn the NSA into everyday life?
Well, that is the problem with the police state. You never know what it's going to do. You have no rights. You only have the rights that the rulers decree at any given moment, and those rights can change from moment to moment. Americans have been brainwashed. The feds have brainwashed Americans into believing that their rights are not absolute. They depend on things like where are you? At the time, okay, the Supreme Court has ruled constantly that your right to privacy depends on where you are, okay? So, in other words, I was fascinated what Shane had to say about your car being an extension of your home. Now, that is not my understanding. I don't know if he just meant logically that's the case, which I would agree with him, or if he was referring to court decisions, but courts have decided the other way entirely. Courts have this big, long slice-and-dice measurement for whether or not you're entitled to the rights that the Constitution guarantees in the Bill of Rights, okay? And let me say, the Bill of Rights never says in the Second Amendment that allows us to keep and bear and says we have that absolute right. It doesn't matter where you are. There's no recognition that the government gets to declare certain zones gun-free, okay? There's nothing in the Second Amendment that says your right to keep and bear, except if the government decides that schools and airports should be gun-free. No, we have an absolute right. One of the things courts have consistently done is held that your car is less your own property than your house. Now, they don't...
All right, hang tight. More in seconds. Becky Acre on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I bet you can't guess this one, Kurt.
Maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps. And I can follow you no more.
All right, any guesses, Kurt, on this one?
No, I don't. You got me stumped.
All right, Michael Ball, A Christmas, A Winter's Tale. There you have it, Michael Ball on your radio. All right, we are celebrating Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. And I know people are thinking this is kind of overkill for talk radio, but ladies and gentlemen, they've tried to take Christmas out, and we need to boldly, absolutely, individually, and organized into a group reject their satanic notions. Okay? Can't let them do it. Just cannot, absolutely cannot, will not let them do it. All right, Becky Akers, our guest. Got to get our new novels, ladies and gentlemen. They are available now. They're for Christmas. Hail Storm is one of them about Nathan Hale abducting Arnold. Another one, a true story about abducting Arnold. They are revolutionary new novels. Get them before they're banned today. Type into Google or your favorite search engine or go to your favorite place to buy books and ask for it by name, Becky Akers. Hail Storm and Abducting Arnold. All right, did Pete Santilli get arrested? Shane Harger reported on that. He talked to him personally, and yes, it's documented on video. Did the cops bite off more than they could chew on that one? Pete's a fighter. We'll see. Time will tell. All right, I guess there's a new bill in the news. Kurt, Dateline Oklahoma students, huh?
Well, yeah, and it's not Bill Clinton in this case. We're
hey,
just
it
talking
isn't about
me.
You can't use Bill without me.
Good point. But it looks like they're trying to make a bill so there won't be no more, what do they call it, bullying. And so now, you know, all they got to do is just, fine kids $50 for bullying. And maybe it'll be a new way to bring in money in the government schools. But that's what they're planning, Sam.
What do you think? Beck Yeager's no bullying or the government's going to fine each student $50.
Well, I think that's another call for parents to get their kids out of the state's educational, quote, gulag. There's no education going on. It's indoctrination. It's indoctrination in why the state is so superior. So I think the schools are going to have to start finding themselves, since they're the biggest bullies of all, insisting that students conform and that they parrot the party line of government is good. If you are a parent and you have had children, part of your responsibility in raising those kids is to educate them. You need to do that yourself, not foist it off on somebody else. Get your kids out of the public schools. I just think it's a cruel and unusual punishment to expect any child to sit through the nonsense that goes on in public schools.
There you have it, Kurt. What do you say to that? You got to just stop them. The problem is you put too many government school kids together at the same time and lack of supervision. And what do you expect, man?
Good point.
All right. Anyway, interesting story to say the least. It just shows the tyrannical moves. Just imagine government schools babysitting your kids and then fining them for bullying each other. It's just, wow. Does it get worse than that? All right, Phyllis Schlafly's in the news. I want Becky to kind of sound off on this, Kurt.
Well, yeah, she's saying that basically Trump is the last hope when it comes to, somebody that's willing to fight. I guess it's a WorldNet Daily exclusive. She said, I don't see anyone else who's eager to fight. They call her a conservative icon. And I guess she unloaded on Republicans for passing the $1.1 trillion omnibus bill last week, a move she called a betrayal. Yeah. And she said in an interview with WorldNet Daily, we thought we were electing a different crowd to stand up for America, and they didn't. We're extremely outraged by what Congress has done. Nancy Pelosi couldn't have engineered it any better. I think the people are going to react by electing Donald Trump.
All right, there's Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis scares me. She does a lot of good in a lot of ways. She's very Christian, very family-oriented, but very double-down, triple-down Republican. Trump scares me. On one hand, he's for freedom. On the other hand, he's quite tyrannical in nature. There's many reasons I say that. What do you think, Becky Aker, about Donald Trump?
Well, that was a fascinating quote from Schlafly. Kurt, let me ask you, is she outright endorsing him, or is she just predicting he's appealing to Americans and so he's going to win?
I don't see any endorsement, but I do see, she says she likes his fighting spirit. She thinks that the American people are gonna, just stay with him.
Okay.
And I like his fighting spirit too. The problem is, I think he's off point many times. For example, he says that he'll consider using the no-fly list as a gun ban. He says he'll, want to lock down the borders hardcore. He wants to, there's some concerns there, Becky.
I agree entirely. I just wasn't clear on whether she'd come out with a flat-out endorsement of him, in which case I would have really doubted the woman's honest or wisdom. Because I really like Phyllis Schlafly a lot, and but I part company with anyone, Ms. Schlafly or anyone else, who starts putting their faith in a man, in a politician, no less. I will say, too, that Donald Trump in New York City is questionable. I have good friends in the real estate industry here in New York, and one gentleman in particular has absolutely no use for Trump whatsoever. And he knows far more about him than I ever will. I don't find the Donald a compelling topic to research. I've never written about him. I don't own a TV, so I never see him on TV, and I understand he's got quite a presence there. I don't follow him in any way, so I don't know anything about it. But this friend who does has a very low opinion of him. And again, since I don't follow him, I'm not familiar with all the stances he's taken. The ones that he has taken that have filtered through to me, I've been extremely wary. anyone who endorses the TSA's no-fly list, right there, I've got to say to him, either you don't know what you're talking about, which is possible. I mean, this is not his field. He's a real estate mogul, so he doesn't know much about transportation. So possibly he doesn't understand what the TSA no-fly list is. If he does, and he's still endorsing that we deny further rights to people whose rights have already been eviscerated by throwing them onto this ridiculous list, then if he truly understands all that, he is a really bad person. So, you know, but again, whether he's bad or good doesn't really matter. We need to get away from the idea that a politician or a wannabe politician is going to save us. That's not going to happen. We're going to save ourselves through Almighty God when we stand up for liberty and defy these rulers and tyrants. That is the only way we're going to get America back on track.
The best way I know to get America on track is to reduce the size and scope of government by probably 90%. Until we get that done, ladies and gentlemen, we're in serious trouble. I don't care if somebody's an anarchist, somebody else is a constitutionalist, somebody else is a libertarian, somebody else is a whatever. Look, until we decrease the belligerent, endless funding these people have and the absolute tyrannical control they have over us via the police state, we are in serious trouble. And the only way to reduce that abuse, the only way to see the light of freedom is to downsize the scope, the breadth, the depth, the size, the funding, everything it relates to of this out-of-control government. The founders never envisioned such a behemoth, such a millstone around our necks, and that's really the problem. Now, Becky's going to be clapping for that, anarchist or constitutionalist. We may not agree on everything, but we agree on plenty, and that's where we start. What do you say, Becky?
I couldn't agree with you more that we need to defund them, Sam. However, for the average person, we have no pull. It's very easy to get incredibly discouraging. Well, what can I do to get them to defund? You can also do other things on a level of individuality. For instance, stop giving anyone, I mean anyone, associated with government the slightest benefit of the doubt. Don't give them any respect whatsoever, okay? That cop that's swaggering there, policing you, don't give him respect. Don't tell your kids he's there to help. He isn't there to help. He's there to fine you and to cage you if you resist his fining, okay? So don't give him the slightest bit of respect. The guy is a thug. He is doing a thug's work. If you go to church and your priest or minister says to you, we need to pray for those in authority. Tell him I pray for them every day. I pray the Lord God will zap them off the face of this earth so that they can't prey on us anymore. Okay? This is sheer nonsense. Stand up to this kind of anti-biblical teaching. Okay? Because the Bible never tells us that we have to succumb to evil. All right? The passage that so many preachers cite in Romans 13 about all authority comes from God refers to authority in the social sphere, such as fatherly authority.
And Chuck Baldwin wrote an incredible book about the proper meaning of Romans 13, just so you can have a greater reference to Becky's point. Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Police state details coming up.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Come on, little computer. What's going on here? All right, there you go. Come on. Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, do you know who that is, Kurt?
Anne Marie?
Yeah, Kurt nails it. Kurt's got it, Anne Marie, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing pretty well this go-around. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. Merry Christmas to you from us. All right, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Becky Akers with us. There's a story that is in the news. It's about the police state, ladies and gentlemen. And the police state is absolutely out of control. And a guy by the name of Michael Haig writes a big article about the police state, and it's called The Logic of the Police State. Michael Haig. Kurt, you want to give a quick summary and then let Becky take it away?
On the one I'm looking at, it says by Matthew Harwood, so I'm not sure if I went to the link right that you gave me. Anyway, that's what I've got here. The Logic of the Police State by Matthew Harwood says what happens when law enforcement sees civil liberties as an impediment to public safety. Now, it is a rather long article talking about the crime wave where they talk about, basically this chill wind between the police and the American citizenry. And, they reference things like the MRAPs and all these federal kind of goodies handed out to local police and sheriff's departments. And they even talk about, Sam, something called the LEOBR. Now, that stands for Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. Now, it's one individual called it a kind of Bill of Rights on turbo. They got kind of special rights for the police officers, where they get kind of a cooling off period, etc. Some folks call it the Blue Shield, an original Bill of Rights with an upgrade. Police associations really don't call it that, but the some of the citizens do, special rights for certain people, while the rest of us lose ours. But looks like, Sam, they do point out some of this Arizona asset forfeiture stuff that we talked about with Sheriff Mack, and they indicate a lady that had that happen to her, didn't really like it when her son's use of her car resulted in loss of her vehicle. They do point out that in some cases what they're doing is handing out, like the Pinal County Sheriff's Office down there in Arizona has donated $1.2 million of seized criminal money to support youth programs like the Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, YMCA. So this is how you kind of get, say it's okay.
And the bottom line is what they do is they've concocted this police state. They play the good cop, the bad cop, it's what, salt and sugar almost, as Becky wisely pointed out at the start of the program. They want you to either feel their love and they care for you, or they hate you and they'll take you down. Either way, as long as they gain tyrannical control, they don't care. Anyway, I don't know how I got Michael Haig on that one, but anyway, this Matthew Haywood guy is who wrote the article, The Logic of the Police State. The logic is to make you submit, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. That's what any police state is after. We have to recognize that this is a basic impulse in human nature, the ability to control other people. I mean, all of us would like to achieve certain outcomes in certain situations. But among us, some people go over the line and they try to control everyone around them. And those are the people that gravitate towards government. Those are the ones who become bureaucrats and politicians and cops, the ones that wand you at the airport. These are people who want to control and harass and intimidate other people. They are not like us. There's something really wrong with them. There have been studies done, Sam, that show that about 2% of the population falls into this category, that they have an intense urge to control people around them. So, you know, somebody like Hillary Clinton wants to control everyone all the time. So she's naturally been able to claw herself up by marrying a fellow politician and clawed her way up the Democratic Party hierarchy. So the people that win in politics are the ones with the most insatiable lust to control the rest of us. The police state is a manifestation of this. If the rest of us don't safeguard and protect freedom, you know, Thomas Jefferson very famously said, you have to eternally watch. You've got to be on eternal vigil against the predatory state. And he was absolutely correct. If we don't fight these people, they take over. Well, Americans have sat back for the last 150 years or so and just allowed the sociopaths among us more and more room to control everybody. We are now reaping the results of that. The drug war, Sam, is a perfect example. This woman lost her car because of the drug war. The drug war has been such a made excuse for the state, okay? Every time you turn around, some other person is suffering horribly at the hands of the state because of the drug war. Families are ripped apart. Kids are separated from their parents. Spouses are separated from each other because somebody had a gram of a plant in his pocket. Is this the kind of thing that we want to, the kind of world we want to live in? This is absurd. And yet good Christians, quote, will stand there and tell you, oh, yeah, drugs are really bad. Stop saying that. Drugs are not necessarily bad. Some drugs help people a lot. Pot has been shown to help people with multiple sclerosis. It is a drug like aspirin is. We need to get off this propaganda from the government that just because somebody owns or imbibes or buys or wants to buy or sells a certain substance, he's entitled to be preyed on by everyone else. This is absolute balderdash. It is satanic, and we as Christians need to reject it.
Yes, we sure do, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt. We got a lot of work ahead of us. But the police state's out of control, and we need to reject it. That's for sure. Now, Lindsey Graham's in the news. I guess he's ending his political campaign for president. He says, I've hit a wall here. Boy, howdy, he hit a wall a long time ago, huh, Kurt? Guy's goofy. But at least Lindsey Graham's out. That's a benefit. Now, I guess Clinton, in her last debate, she went to the ladies' room, guys. And the problem is the ladies' room was further away than the men's room, and so she made everybody late for one of the segments that when they returned to the debate, the Democratic debates. And I guess when Clinton went to the ladies' room during one break, according to the Boston Globe, the problem is it was occupied, and she had to wait for it to be cleared. And this is an example. Why would she have to wait for it to be cleared? If it's a women's restroom and it's large enough to have multiple stalls or whatever, don't multiple women go in there and just take care of business like everybody else? The bottom line is this is the issue. We got these elites going on. She had to wait for the whole thing to be cleared. Everybody, hey, get out of the bathroom. Hillary's here. Crazy, Becky.
It's absolutely crazy, but it's a good symptom of what is wrong in this country. And, Sam, not only does somebody like that, Hillary Clinton, consider herself entitled and elite, but everybody else goes along with it, okay? Now, I don't blame the women in the bathroom. What can they do when the Secret Service comes in and threatens to throw them out bodily? But still, any of these monkey mucks come down a street in New York City, free people drop everything they're doing to just stand there and stare in awe. And this is precisely what I was talking about before when I say we don't have to worry about whether or not we can stop the enormous taxations country. If we can just tell our friends and neighbors, what kind of attitude do you have? You are according respect and admiration to thugs, to sociopaths. Why are you doing that? If you stand up and be a firm beacon for liberty, for the individual person, for the ordinary man, not the sociopath that's been glorified with a title like Democratic Front Runner. Oh my, be still my beating heart. You know, this is absurd, and we're doing it ourselves. We're cooperating with these grandiose delusions that somebody like Hillary Clinton lives her whole life in. We need to get away from this and say, you are a very flawed human being. You aren't responsible enough to take care of a dog, let alone a whole nation, and we utterly reject you.
Amen to that. Couldn't have said it better myself. We want to end on a good news note. I know we've been talking about a variety of topics. I guess a government school cafeteria is not a religion-free zone. Wyoming school reverses prayer ban. Becky?
Well, again, putting a little prayer back into the hellhole that is the public educational gulag, the public propaganda gulag, is like putting a Band-Aid on a victim who's been blown to bits by the Taliban or something.
That's true, and I wouldn't put my kids in there. I never have, never will. Nevertheless, at least if there's some prayer in there, it's better than nothing.
I don't know, Sam. I go back and forth on it. I think maybe, you know, if I were the Lord Almighty and people were praying to me from public school, the first thing I'd do is snatch them out of that public school and put them someplace safe. Why is it, and I'm not even a parent, Sam, why do I have more compassion on these poor victims in the educational gulag than their own parents do? That's absurd. Something is really wrong with our society. When a woman in New York City without any children at all, just her heart is broken.
Amen to that. We're flat out of time, though. Promote your books, Becky, before we let you fly.
Thanks so much, Sam. They're both novels set during the American Revolution. Just enter their names on Amazon's search engine, Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold. Those are by Becky Akers, A-K-E-R-S.
Merry Christmas, Becky. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sam. Merry Christmas to you. It's always a pleasure and an honor.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we all have different viewpoints, but we're all standing to promote the sacred cause of liberty. Merry Christmas. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.